You see, if that didn't happen, there would be the Church of Jerusalem. Then there would be the Church of Samaria. You do your stuff down there. We'll do our stuff up here. We'll still believe in Jesus. But he's building a one new man. A one new man. Overcoming barriers. Overcoming walls. Overcoming enmities. Overcoming national pride. And the Holy Spirit fell, and it taught a number of people a number of things. The Samaritans did have to acknowledge the apostles, which were Jewish, right? And then the apostles had to acknowledge that the Samaritans were received by the Lord Jesus Christ the same way as them. Are able to embrace one another in Christ. Now here's another one. We've just spoken about the Gentile issue. Do you see the progress here in the book of Acts of the historical developments of building the one new man and the hurdles? It just wasn't plain sailing. It wasn't plain sailing. They had to be taught step by step. We have to be taught also step by step. Because we could possibly believe that our group is the best group. But of course the Lord has received all believers, as we read in Romans 14. Now here is, just a comment on this, this is an unusual one, the age transitional era in Acts chapter 19. Here we find, I believe it's the Apostle Paul, and he goes to Ephesus and he finds a most unusual situation. He finds a group of believers who have accepted John the Baptist's message. And they've come back from Jerusalem. And they hadn't heard that the Holy Spirit had been poured out. So now they are changing over in a transition. Out of the old covenant and into the new covenant with the Apostle Paul. And there a miracle is performed, as they speak miraculous things, as an evidence both to the apostles that they're in and both to these Ephesian special people, disciples of John the Baptist, that they are accepted also by the apostles. What a marvelous thing. There's a lot of people today that haven't made that transition. They still want to be under the law. But we're under grace, brothers and sisters. Yes. I won't deal with the factional issue. That's I'm of Paul, I'm of Peter, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Christ. All these divisions. So you could, like the political parties, the right wing and the left wing, and that person's extreme right and this is extreme left. In the church they had their groups, and Paul says, "What is going on here? We are all servants of the same Lord Jesus. What's going on?" So Paul said, "I planted, Paul Wallace, Apollos watered. We're all on the same team. Wake up to yourselves. Is the Lord Jesus united?" No, divided rather. You read some of these current challenges, please, to the last point. There are dangers of sectarianism. Luke 4, even the disciples encountered this when they saw some people casting out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they said, they're not in our group. And the Lord Jesus said, who is not against us is for us. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. And then there is the Christ-honoring reception of fellow believers, Romans 14. The basic test is, has Christ received that person? If he has, I'm to receive him. Of course, there is also separation from error, separation from evil. We understand that. For even at the end part of Romans 16, in the book of Romans chapter 16, he talks about keeping away from certain people who don't teach the doctrine that we're teaching. We understand that. Then there's the keeping of the unity of the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 4. This is all dealing with the one new man. As it has been said, we don't create the unity of the Spirit that's already been created. We just keep it. We've got to work at maintaining that unity, keeping it. It's not just automatically. We got saved, and then everything else is, from then on is going to be unity. No, we work at that unity in the one new man. Then the dangers of ecumenism. It is not organizational unity of all the denominations getting together, but the organic unity, that is the body life that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, the prayer of the Apostle Paul in all of this, that the eyes of your understanding be being enlightened. Next time you pray for the missionaries, just don't say, Lord, bless the missionaries. Be specific. Lord, bless that dear brother and sister who are there on that field. Open their eyes further to all the glories of Christ, the unsearchable riches of Christ, that they may be able to share them with the people that they are serving. Have a look at those prayers in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3. Wow! They're prayers. Prayers that we can pray for ourselves. Prayers that we can pray for others. The revolution of the revelation of the one new man. It's revolutionary. And thank God I've had the experience over the last 50 years of seeing some of this in others doing this. Yeah. Close with this story and I will finish. I was at a holy convocation in India. It lasted a week. 10,000 people were meeting for 1 week. How would you go, Graham? How would you go feeding 10,000 people twice a day? A bit difficult, eh? Feeding 10,000 people twice a day for 1 week. It was a great meeting. And in India, as we do quite often, we sit on the floor. One day I was sitting, there's a brother sitting down in the corner of a room. I just sat down alongside him. We started chatting about the things of the Lord and things in general. And then he got up and went away. And somebody came to me and said, Do you know who you were talking to? I said, no. He said, that brother is the Rear Admiral of the Indian Navy. He was a humble man. And on another occasion, I went to a meeting and there were 8,000 there, and an English brother was preaching the word with power. And the meeting closed. And then I went out to the conveniences. And here's somebody on their hands and knees in the toilet and the urinal scrubbing away there. I said, that's unusual. It doesn't look like an Indian person. And I walked around and he turned around to me and spoke. It was the preacher. He shared in the responsibilities. He'd just been speaking to thousands. And there he was cleaning the toilets. Ah, something wonderful can happen in the body of Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. Just anoint our eyes and move our hearts. Thank you for the food that's spread before us. Help us to enjoy the day and be remotivated in Jesus' precious name. Amen.